This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Jane Nelson. Episode number 1359 is here. Let's get to it with today's topic, parroting.
This podcast is sponsored by.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. By caring for parrots, veterans can get used to an alternative way of life that focuses on caring for others. It seems that parrots and humans are not distant relatives. Parrots is the simple technique of repeating a person's last words. Few people realize that people parrot things they don't want to hear or get answers if they want to deny the truth. It is useful when they say something that does not make sense to you, because it enables them to hear what they say and allows them to revise what they say. The parroting individual not only looks confused and pretends not to understand the question, but also repeats the question and stamps out words while trying to find an answer. When I hear students parrots, it is usually because they are learning a repetitive activity or pure memorization. If not, it indicates that someone is repeating a comment or question to get the other person's attention and make sure they hear it a second time. When you teach students a new language, it is up to them to do something good for themselves with your words, so that they understand the mechanics of the language themselves. Letting students repeat what they say helps them use new words, phrases and phrases from their own creation to frame sentences they have already completed. What makes this lesson more interesting for students is that they do not have to hear themselves repeat the same words and phrases one after the other. It is better to repeat the last words than to try to repeat several sentences. Parrot technique is a conversational technique that reflects the parroting of a description. For example, during a discussion to see if the description repeats what the other person has said. Using a parrot can help encourage a client to talk about both sides of a problem and come to their own logical conclusion. In addition to ensuring that messages are sent as soon as they are received, parrot technology can help in a few additional ways. First, it gives you almost instantaneous feedback on how you communicate and shows that your rapport is something you want to improve. For example, if a child does not know enough words to be able to use them in an answer, he or she works to expand his or her vocabulary. Do this until she can repeat a one-word answer. Take a closer look at your lessons, classes and activities to see how you can optimize them to ensure that your students develop as producers and not as parrots. My one-year-old son cannot say, yes, unless he repeats the last word of the question. The answer comes from the fact that the child does not know the answer to the question. So it is difficult to teach him to answer the question unless he repeats the answer to a word. Children learn to use language by repeating what they hear around them. Echolalia is a term used to describe children who repeat or imitate what is said. As children's language skills increase and they begin to make their own pronouncements, you will see the use of echoes and repetitions decrease. The most common reason I see for children using echolalias is that they are not strong enough to know what to say. Echolalia is the repetition of words spoken by others, while palilalia is the automatic repetition of one's own words. Parroting or rewriting is a gray area, and teachers who want to address their students should write it down. Like nouns, the difference between repetition and parroting is that repetition is the act of repeating something, while repetition is parroting, that is, the thoughtless repetition of a word or idea. Certain differences are easy to discern. Biased and burdensome formulations, unbalanced decisions, etc. Scholars regard such paraphrases as a violation of the spirit of law. That is, the spirit of avoiding plagiarism. You can meet people who do this because they don't like the answers you give them. They should present an accurate and balanced account of the actors in the public and private sectors of the American healthcare system, who are aware not only of the literal meaning, but also of the symbolic meaning of their words. Leave aside people who use biased language on both sides of a subject, who say nothing in context, or who pair biased claims with quotes from the other side, and do not allow new language to penetrate your own vocabulary without careful consideration. This report describes a series of leaked policy memos, decades of news articles, and surveys showing how the word government was used in surveys from the 1990s to the
mainstream press in 2007 to define, finance, and manage healthcare. The use of the word government as an adjective activates negative associations in people's minds. This essay examines the historical, poetic, and semiotic problems of mimesis using the imitative behavior of parrots, starlings, and other mockingbirds, as well as the poetic tropes of these birds from a number of literary and philological traditions. For an analysis of this piece, see Crisis and Affirmation of America's Economic Power, Yesterday's Parrot piece. Parrot techniques may give an insight into your report, but I prefer to receive and absorb information myself. If I am dissatisfied, disappointed or depressed, please do so. Health authorities are stepping up their warnings amid record numbers of coronavirus cases. In the first 5 days of December, nearly 500,000 new cases were diagnosed in the U.S. Host Chuck Todd asked Birx why President Donald Trump and other administration officials disagree with public health warnings. This is all for today, friends. My name is Jane and this was episode 1359 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. See ya next time.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.